So I just finished digging through this massive contradiction in higher education. Colleges are banning students from using AI for their essays while simultaneously deploying AI systems to grade those same essays. The hypocrisy is staggering. Wait, seriously? My university literally just sent out another warning email about AI detection software, but I know for a fact our intro CS courses use automated grading. Exactly. And it gets worse. I've been tracking institutional policies across different universities, and the disconnect between what administrators are doing versus what they're telling students is creating this bizarre double standard that nobody wants to talk about.
You know, from my time in the classroom, granted it was K-12, but this reminds me of when calculators first became widespread. We banned them in elementary math while using computer programs to generate our lesson plans.
But this feels different, doesn't it? Like, the AI tools students have access to now can literally write entire papers. I've seen classmates use ChatGPT to draft everything from discussion posts to research proposals. Here's what's fascinating, though. I found this cross-institutional study on transfer learning models, and it shows that when educational AI systems are trained on data from one type of institution and then deployed at another, the performance gaps are massive. So that fancy plagiarism detector trained on Ivy League essays, it's flagging community college students at much higher rates, even when they're not using AI at all.
Of course it is. The language patterns, the cultural references, even the sentence structures, they're completely different between institutions.
I actually experienced this firsthand. I transferred from a community college to a four-year university, and my writing style got flagged constantly my first semester. My professor pulled me aside thinking I was cheating, but I was just writing the way I'd been taught. This brings up the fairness and equity issues I've been seeing in the data. The same AI systems meant to ensure academic integrity are creating new forms of discrimination. International students, first-generation college students, anyone who doesn't write in standard academic English, they're all getting caught in these nets.
It's pedagogically backwards, too. We should be teaching students how to use these tools effectively, not pretending they don't exist. When I was teaching, I always believed in meeting students where they are with the tools they'll actually use in their lives.
That's what frustrates me most. In my computer science program, we're literally learning to build AI systems, but we're not allowed to use them for our humanities courses. How does that prepare us for the real world? The research I've been reviewing suggests this tension between innovation and tradition is reaching a breaking point. There's this systematic review on empowerment versus dependency that really digs into whether AI tools are actually helping students learn or just making them reliant on technology.
What did they find?
It's complicated. The evidence shows that when AI is integrated thoughtfully, like using it for initial brainstorming or getting feedback on drafts, student learning actually improves. But when it's used as a crutch to avoid thinking altogether, obviously that's problematic. In my experience, it really depends on the professor. I had one who let us use AI but required us to document our process and reflect on what we learned. That was way more educational than classes where it's just banned outright. That's exactly the kind of pedagogical innovation we need more of. But here's the institutional challenge. Universities are so worried about their reputations and maintaining academic standards that they're defaulting to prohibition rather than adaptation.
Which is ironic because aren't universities supposed to be at the forefront of innovation? When I was getting my teaching degree, they constantly talked about preparing students for jobs that don't exist yet.
The disconnect is real. My entrepreneurship professor encourages us to use every AI tool available for our startup projects, but my philosophy professor treats ChatGPT like it's academic poison. I came across some fascinating international perspectives on this too. There's research from French universities showing they're taking a completely different approach, integrating AI literacy into core curriculum rather than fighting against it.
That makes so much more sense. Prohibition never works in education. You have to teach responsible use.
Honestly, Most students are using these tools regardless of policies. We're just not talking about it openly, which means we're not learning how to use them effectively or ethically. That underground usage is something I'm seeing across all the data. Students are becoming experts at evading detection systems, which is effort that could be spent on actual learning.
It reminds me of teaching during the pandemic. We had to suddenly embrace all this technology we'd been resisting for years. And guess what? Some of it actually improved learning outcomes.
The remote learning tools definitely changed how I approach studying. Being able to record lectures and revisit difficult concepts was game-changing for me. But here's where the long-term pedagogical impact gets interesting. The research suggests that students who learned during the pandemic with heavy technology integration are now struggling with traditional assessment methods.
Because they learn differently. Their brains are wired for multimedia, interactive learning, not sitting in a lecture hall for 90 minutes.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in a traditional lecture thinking, this could have been a 10-minute video I watched at double speed. The institutional transformation required to address this is massive, though. We're talking about redesigning curriculum, retraining faculty, rethinking assessment entirely.
Not to mention the resource constraints. When I was teaching at a Title I school, we barely had functioning computers, let alone AI tools.
That's the equity gap that keeps me up at night. Students at well-resourced universities are learning prompt engineering and AI collaboration, while others are still struggling with basic computer access. The cross-institutional study I mentioned earlier really drives this home. Model performance isn't just about the technology, it's about the context. An AI system that works great at MIT might be completely inappropriate for a rural community college.
Because the student needs are fundamentally different.
And the career paths too. My community college classmates were mostly working adults trying to get specific skills. They needed practical, applicable knowledge, not theoretical frameworks. This is where evidence-based adoption becomes crucial. The research shows that successful AI integration in higher education requires understanding your specific student population and their needs.
Rather than just copying what prestigious universities are doing.
Which is what usually happens, right? Smaller schools trying to emulate Harvard without Harvard's resources. Exactly, and it's not working. The data shows increasing frustration from both faculty and students at institutions that are trying to implement one-size-fits-all solutions.
Faculty concerns about pedagogical integrity are valid, though. If students aren't doing their own thinking and writing, are they really learning?
But what counts as their own work in an AI age? When I use Grammarly to fix my grammar, is that cheating? When I use AI to help me outline a paper, but write it myself? These are the questions institutions need to be grappling with openly, not hiding behind blanket bans. The systematic review on empowerment versus dependency suggests that the key is intentionality, being clear about learning objectives and how AI tools support or hinder them.
That requires a level of digital literacy that many educators don't have yet.
Which is why student voices need to be part of this conversation. We're the ones using these tools daily. We understand their capabilities and limitations in ways that administrators might not. The research backs this up. Institutions that involve students in policymaking around AI use report much better outcomes, both in terms of compliance and learning results.
It's basic pedagogy, really. Involve learners in their own learning process.
My best classes have been the ones where professors admit they're learning about AI alongside us. It creates this collaborative environment instead of an adversarial one. Speaking of collaboration, I've been tracking some interesting experiments with AI-assisted peer review. Instead of using AI to catch cheating, some professors are using it to help students give better feedback to each other.
Now that's innovation I can get behind. Peer review is such a valuable learning tool, but students often don't know how to do it effectively.
We use something similar in my technical writing class. The AI helped us identify areas to focus on in our peer reviews, but we still had to do the actual thinking and feedback. The long-term impact of approaches like this could be transformative. We're potentially looking at a generation of students who are more skilled at collaboration and critical evaluation.
If we do it right, the dependency concern is real. If students never learn to think critically without AI assistance, we've failed them.
But maybe that's old-fashioned thinking. Like, my grandparents probably worried that calculators would make us unable to do mental math. The difference is that AI can replicate higher-order thinking tasks, not just computation. The pedagogical implications are much more complex.
Which is why we need thoughtful, evidence-based approaches, not knee-jerk reactions.
What worries me is how fast everything is moving. By the time universities develop policies, the technology has already evolved past them. That's actually one of the most consistent findings in my research. The pace of change is outstripping institutional ability to adapt. Traditional academic governance just isn't designed for this speed.
And yet we have to try. Students deserve better than this current mess of contradictions and confusion.
What would better look like, though, if you could design ideal AI policies for higher education? Based on the evidence I've seen, it starts with transparency. Clear communication about what's allowed and why, with input from all stakeholders.
And flexibility. Different disciplines might need different approaches. What works for computer science might not work for creative writing.
Plus recognition that AI skills are now essential career preparation. Employers expect us to know how to use these tools effectively. The institutions getting this right are treating AI literacy like they once treated computer literacy, as a fundamental skill all students need.
With the same emphasis on ethical use and critical thinking.
My internship supervisor told me that knowing when not to use AI is just as important as knowing how to use it. That's sophisticated thinking that our educational systems need to be fostering. The empowerment versus dependency framework suggests that true empowerment comes from understanding both capabilities and limitations.
Which requires hands-on experience, not just lectures about AI ethics.
Exactly. You can't learn to use these tools responsibly if you're not allowed to use them at all. The path forward seems clear from the research: evidence-based adoption that prioritizes learning outcomes over control and compliance.
But implementation is where it gets messy. Every institution has different resources, different student populations, different missions.
Maybe that's okay, though. Maybe we need diverse approaches rather than one standard solution. The cross-institutional transfer learning study actually supports that. What matters is alignment between tools, pedagogy, and student needs, not uniformity across institutions.
That's a more hopeful vision than what we're seeing now.
It requires administrators to actually trust faculty and students, though, and to admit that nobody has all the answers yet. We're all figuring this out together.
Which is uncomfortable for institutions that pride themselves on being authorities.
But isn't that what learning is about? Being comfortable with uncertainty and working through it. The best research I've seen treats this as an opportunity for institutional learning, not just student learning.
That's a paradigm shift many places aren't ready for.
Ready or not, it's happening. Students are already living in an AI-integrated world. Education needs to catch up. The question is whether institutions will lead that change or be dragged along by it.
History suggests a mix of both. Some pioneers, many followers, and unfortunately, some left behind.
I just hope we can minimize that last category. Every student deserves access to relevant, forward-thinking education. The equity implications are staggering. This could either level the playing field or create even deeper divides.
Which is why these conversations matter. We need to be intentional about building inclusive AI integration.
Starting with listening to diverse voices, not just the loudest or most privileged ones. The evidence is clear that successful transformation requires that diversity of input. No single perspective has all the answers.
Even this conversation has shown me angles I hadn't considered.
Same. It's complex, but that's what makes it important to discuss openly. Rather than pretending we can control or contain AI's impact on education.
The genie is out of the bottle, as they say.
And maybe that's not a bad thing if we handle it thoughtfully. The research suggests it's our response that matters now, not whether we can prevent AI adoption.
Responsive, responsible, and student-centered, that should be the goal.
With room for experimentation and learning from mistakes. Because mistakes are inevitable when navigating uncharted territory.
The key is creating safe spaces for those experiments.
And being honest about what works and what doesn't. Institutional transformation is never easy, but the potential benefits for student learning are enormous.
If we get it right,
we have to try. The alternative, maintaining the status quo while the world changes around us, that's the real failure. On that note, I think we've synthesized some powerful insights about where higher education needs to go with AI integration.
The path forward won't be easy, but at least we're starting to see it more clearly.
And recognizing that students need to be partners in walking that path, not just passengers. That might be the most important takeaway of all.